everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. Last week we explored how emotional safety helps relationships feel calm, steady, and real. When people feel accepted, supported, and free from shame, they are more able to be authentic. This week we are taking that conversation further by looking at what happens when we remove labels and begin to understand the real person. We will talk about the danger of labeling, why judgment often comes before understanding, and how curiosity and respect can create more meaningful relationships. The danger of labeling people. Emotional safety allows people to be authentic, and authenticity grows when we see one another clearly. Love deepens when we recognize individuals rather than placing them into categories. Labels may feel simpler and efficient, yet they often hide the real person. Let's begin with the first point, the danger of labeling people. Labels may seem harmless, yet they quietly reshape the way we see people. When someone is called difficult, dramatic, lazy, or irresponsible, the label begins to replace the person. Instead of noticing what is happening in the moment, we start filtering every interaction through that category. Over time, the label becomes the story we believe. This limits understanding and makes it harder to see growth, effort, or change in the person in front of us. Once the label settles in, it can begin shaping the entire relationship. We may expect the person to behave in ways that confirm the label, and we overlook moments that show something different. The individual becomes reduced to a single description rather than a complex human being with thoughts, struggles, strengths, and growth. Labels create distance because they replace curiosity with certainty. When that happens, we stop learning about the person and start reacting to the category we assigned. When labels take hold, judgment often follows. It becomes easy to decide who someone is before taking time to understand what may be happening beneath the surface. Instead of pausing to learn more, we react quickly. It often happens in small, ordinary moments. Imagine a coworker who seems short in a meeting and avoids conversation afterward. It is easy to think they are rude or uninterested. The mind moves quickly to explain the behavior, and before long, a quiet label forms. That label can shape every interaction that follows. Later, you might learn that the coworker had just received difficult news about a family member that morning. In that moment, the earlier judgment begins to soften. The behavior did not come from disrespect, it came from stress and distraction. Situations like this happen every day. When we judge before understanding, we are responding to a partial picture. The mind fills in the missing pieces with assumptions. Yet when we pause and remain curious, we create space to see more clearly. That shift changes the tone of a relationship and moves us from reaction toward understanding and from certainty toward compassion. When we slow down and recognize how quickly assumptions form, we begin to see another option. Instead of filling in the story with our own conclusions, we can choose curiosity. Curiosity keeps the conversation open and the relationship intact. It often begins with a moment that seems simple. A friend does not return a message or their response feels short and distant. The mind quickly begins building a story. Maybe they are upset. Maybe they do not value the friendship. Maybe something has changed. Without realizing it, an assumption forms before any real understanding has taken place. Now imagine choosing a different response instead of assuming. You ask a question. Hey, I noticed you seemed quiet earlier. Is everything okay? In many cases, the answer reveals something completely different. The friend may have been overwhelmed with work, caring for a family member, or simply having a difficult day. That small shift from assumption to curiosity changes everything. Assumptions close the door to understanding. Curiosity keeps the door open. It allows people to explain their experience rather than being defined by our interpretation. When curiosity becomes a habit, relationships grow stronger, more patient, and far more compassionate. Curiosity helps us pause and look more carefully at what is actually happening. It invites us to notice behavior without rushing to conclusions about who someone is. That distinction matters more than we might realize. Think about a moment when someone you care about forgets something important. Maybe they miss a call, arrive late, or overlook a commitment that mattered to you. In that moment, the mind can move quickly. Instead of focusing on the action, we may jump to a conclusion about the person. Words such as careless, unreliable, or inconsiderate can appear almost instantly. Yet there is an important difference between noticing behavior and defining someone's identity. Observing behavior sounds different. It might sound like, you missed a call, and I feel disappointed. That statement describes what happened. It leaves room for explanation, repair, and understanding. When we define identity, the conversation changes, saying, you are unreliable turns one moment into a permanent description of who someone is. That often leads to defensiveness rather than reflection. When we stay focused on behavior instead of identity, we protect dignity while still speaking honestly. That balance helps relationships stay open, respectful, and capable of growth. When we focus on behavior instead of defining someone's identity, we begin to see more of the person behind the moment. Every action has context, and every person carries experiences that shape how they respond to life. Think about meeting someone new at work who seems quiet and reserved. During conversations, they speak very little, and it might be easy to assume they are unfriendly or uninterested in connecting. That quick judgment can quietly shape how people interact with them moving forward. Later, you might learn that the person recently moved to a new city, left close family behind, and is still adjusting to an unfamiliar environment. Their quiet behavior was not distant or indifference. It was simply someone navigating a big life transition. Moments like this remind us that every person carries a story we cannot immediately see. Experiences, challenge, culture, family, and past relationships all shape how someone shows up in the present. When we remember that truth, judgment begins to soften. Respecting each person's unique story helps us stay patient and open. It allows us to meet people where they are rather than defining them too quickly. And when people feel respected in that way, relationships become more understanding, compassionate, and real. Imagine looking back on a conversation where your first impression turned out to be incomplete. At first, the behavior seemed clear and easy to judge. Yet after hearing more of the person's story, the situation looked very different. What once felt frustrating began to make sense. Moments like that remind us how quickly assumptions can form and how powerful understanding can become when we pause, stay curious, and choose to see the whole person. This week's relationship practice. Try a simple awareness exercise during everyday interactions. Choose one moment when someone's behavior immediately triggers a judgment in your mind. It might happen with a coworker, a family member, a friend, or even a stranger. Instead of reacting right away, pause for a moment and ask yourself three questions. What behavior did I actually observe? What story did my mind create about that behavior? What else might be true about the situation? If the moment allows, practice curiosity. Ask a gentle question or give the person space to explain their experience. At the end of the day, reflect on one interaction where you replaced a quick label with curiosity. Notice how the conversation felt different. Small shifts in how we interpret behavior can open the door to deeper understanding and more respectful relationships. When we remove labels, something powerful begins to happen. We start seeing the real person instead of the category we place them in. Judgment softens, curiosity grows, and relationships become more open and respectful. People feel safer to be honest about what they are experiencing, and that honesty allows connection to deepen. When we choose understanding over assumptions, love becomes more visible in everyday interactions. I'm creating a training about emotional safety in relationships and how couples communicate during stressful times. Before I finalize it, I'd love to hear from you. I created a short 2-minute anonymous survey to understand the biggest challenges couples face today. Your input will help shape the training. Find the link to take the survey in the description below. Next week, we will explore another important part of meaningful relationships, listening. Listening is one of the clearest expressions of love. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. And remember, love lives here.